Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And I say that with some caution, because as I said, when we do that, when we pull back and try to open up the country, as we often use that terminology, we have to be prepared that when the infections start to rear their heads again, that we have in place a very aggressive and effective way to identify, isolate, contact, trace, and make sure we don't have those spikes that we see now.
All right, we all want to know, when is it going to end? Doc, tell us. That's Anthony Fauci, the top cop, I like to say, when it comes to the coronavirus. He now is saying, and lowering estimates, if everyone behaves, that perhaps only, which is, sounds outrageous, only 60,000 people will die. But that's compared to scary numbers that were initially announced of 100,000 to 250,000. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We try to make sense of all of this, but how do you make sense of this pandemic? The virus has killed more than 83,000 people worldwide, well over 1.5 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. And in our own backyard, the numbers are ugly, and the hospitals that are cash-starved, as they say, doctors who are exhausted as they are worried about their own lives and families, as they continue to fight for the patients. And you got to really give it up. In fact, we have our clapaholics that are somewhere in the wings. You got to really give it up for the frontline people in this, because they are risking it all. When you think of the death toll in New York that shot up to 7,067 as of Thursday, grim. So you look at hospitalizations and intensive care admissions, and hey, they've fallen back, however, so that is the good part of a very, very ugly number. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was removed from an intensive care unit. He was being treated for a coronavirus infection. He still is in a London hospital, but is in supposedly good spirits. That is good news when one of our allies and a world leader is not hooked up to a respirator and gasping, for air. It looks like it's in a different direction. Speaking of different direction, Wuhan opens up for business. Of course, life is different, but China reports 42 new cases in the last 24 hours and one death in Wuhan. So they're doing things a little bit differently after 11 weeks in lockdown, allowing people to leave the city for the first time since the height of that outbreak. And we're paying attention, of course, to what's going on around the world as we watch to try to flatten the curve. And, you know, you look at this starting back on February 29th, and 16,672 people in the United States have died from this ugly virus, the coronavirus, in the United States. And you have 465,000 cases. That number is ticking up as we are here on the air, because we know it's about reporting it and then counting the grim statistics. And we look at the states, New York, New Jersey, Louisiana, Michigan, and where they're at. New York, of course, cresting toward that apex, while those other three are also doing the same thing. And then the question becomes, well, what about the District of Columbia, and what about Colorado, and what about Georgia and Rhode Island and all those states in between? And the answer is, it's kind of like a wave that's rolling out in different directions. And of course, part of this is people who have the coronavirus don't know they have it, and they were fighting it maybe weeks ago, people who haven't been tested for it, and then people who are in the throes of it, who are battling it and may survive and may not survive. The good news, and I hate to use the word good when you have so many people that have perished, but the good news is there are people that are surviving. There are people that have symptoms that are awful and ugly, and it feels like death as they try to beat it back, but not to the point of being intubated, not to the point of being on a ventilator for a crazy amount of time. And then there are the others who aren't as fortunate. And I think because we know more about this and we keep wanting the answers because we're living under the big question mark, we are fearful. It makes sense, fear of the unknown, fearful of becoming one of those statistics because we hear of so many sad stories, particularly when there are no underlying underlying conditions. And that's the thing I think that rattles people probably the most. That, and then the other big question, of course, is, am I going to be able to keep a job? Am I going to be able to find a job after all of this is over? Because the economy is tanking at an incredible speed. We're shedding jobs at an unbelievable pace. And there's not a lot of signs that this is going to ease up really anytime soon. 6.6 million Americans filed unemployment benefit claims for the first time last week, and then there was another surge. And the belief is that when this is said and done, you may have up to 20 million to perhaps, I think, 30 million, the high water mark of people that file for unemployment. 43 states, accounting for about 95% of the U.S. population, are under stay-at-home orders. We know that. Non-essential businesses, restaurants, stores, do we go through this again? Movie theaters. Do you even remember the last movie that you saw? I thought about this today. What was the last movie that I went to? And I can't remember. I'm going to have the Manchur come on and tell me. I can't remember what the last movie was I saw, and maybe you remember your last one. There are all kinds of businesses that are closed, particularly retail hit hard, airlines, hotels, pretty much deserted because Americans aren't getting on planes. Not very many are getting on planes. What about those stimulus checks? Have you been stimulated? $1,200 stimulus checks. Some should get those soon. Perhaps you've already gotten them, but there are people that say that's not going to stretch far enough, but at least it's something. And then, of course, be concerned about scammers. We had my pal Tracy Brown on earlier this week, and the FBI and State Attorney General as well and other agencies are letting us know that phone calls, texts, or emails asking for personal or any kind of financial information to get the payment aren't legit. Never give out that Social Security number. Don't give out your PayPal account number, bank account, any of that. That's pretty much the rule of thumb anyway, because certainly no government entity would ask that over the phone like that. There's absolutely no way. So hopefully those checks come soon to give at least a little bit of relief to people who need the relief, because you can see that the food pantries, when they're set up, that they're completely out of food when you blink an eye. People in their cars, which is great, so many Americans reaching out and filling their cars with food. People who maybe ordinarily wouldn't need it, but they work in the restaurant business or they work in a business that was affected by this and pretty much shuttered for now. Meet you on the flip side. We're talking about numbers next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Time for another edition of We Can Count, sometimes without the help of a calculator. All right, this is a sad story. The farmers across the nation, or at least many of them, are dumping milk, breaking eggs, because the coronavirus, with all the restaurant closing, has, you know, caused less demand. So supply and demand, you know that old saying, supply and demand. So this is what's happened. You go to a Wisconsin dairy farm, and I saw a story on this, and I thought, I can't believe it. 6,000 gallons of milk, poof, thrown into a manure pit. It was the milk that was collected from Mueller Dairy Farm's 1,000 cows normally hauled to dairy processors across the state. They bottle it or turn it into cheese. But the pandemic has disrupted all of it because restaurants, schools that usually buy the stuff, they're not buying. So they have to make the hard choices, the farmers do, because what else are they going to do? And you got to get the milk out of the cows. If you know anything about farming, I know just a tiny bit, and that's what you got to do. So this is being dumped, which is a sin. And then you think of people who need food, and it's just, wow. Sanderson Farms, you might have heard of them. Last week they said the demand from its restaurant customers went down from 60% to 65%, was down 60 to 65%. So they just broke the eggs rather than hatch them and raise the chicks for slaughter. What are they going to do? And this is happening across the board. I mean, all over the place. The dairy industry hit very, very hard. The meat industry, meat packing plants, etc., because people are coming down with COVID-19, also being hit very, very, very hard. And then you think of bacon. can import products. The restaurant industry, they need them. So McDonald's, Denny's, all those kinds of places that normally would need pork for breakfast, they're not needing the pork that they needed in the past. You know, it's interesting when you map this out and you know the obvious places where there's a struggle. When gas is costing you $1.39 and you know it's tanking, crude oil, all of that, we realize that. We get it. The things that hit us smack us in the face. But when you say a restaurant goes down, it's not just the people affected, it's not just the people going there to eat, it's all the other things and all the other things being the other suppliers, which I just described. Gas prices, I said $1.30. Do you know that there are gas pumps that are actually listed at 80 cents in some parts of Minnesota? Our mothership is in Minnesota. So many of the cool peeps I work with, if they just go out a little ways, they can find gas for 84 cents. No kidding. When was the last time gas was 84 cents? 1979. Amazing. Would be amazing if we were in better times, but of course we're not, and then that affects so many people. How about summertime? Time for vacation, time to take a flight. Airlines are cutting summer flights 90%. Because why? They can't fly a bunch of empty ghost planes. It's a bleak picture. But these newly revised federal rules are going to let companies cut some of the routes as much as the 90% through September so they can eliminate others altogether so they don't have to fly those empty planes. The flight cuts will be good because they can bounce back and try to save money, because what else are they going to do? The airline companies are hurting badly. People need to get to New York, to California, etc. I mean, you can't take three days driving there, but they're going to have to cut the amount of flights. So isn't that interesting? Because then there's also going to be, think about this, so then there's also going to be distancing measures, meaning most, you know, empty planes now, you've got social distancing, spacing out the passengers because of the whole craziness of infection and the worry of that. And then coming back, they're talking about eliminating the middle seat somehow. I mean, just covering it up post-COVID-19. Yeah, we live in a different world, and these are just some of the numbers. There's so much more. Again, when you think about where we are right now, where we are, a frontier that none of us have been in, a frontier that my family was in Philadelphia. I mentioned this story before. My great-grandmother was killed in the last pandemic, died, you know, got the virus. And I knew very little about her. Nobody had many stories about her because my grandmother was only 7 months old. Think about that. 7 months old when that happened. All right, more numbers, because like I said, there's always numbers. Numbers everywhere. All right, the D.C. mayor is having none of it. And what does that mean? The D.C. mayor is saying all shoppers at the grocery store must wear a mask. And otherwise, they're after you. So they're requiring you. You go to the seafood markets, you go to any of those kind of places, anywhere, boom, you got to wear this mask. You know, there is some confusion about the mask, because I went to the grocery store the other day, and it was very strange. People were pretty good about, they were definitely social distancing, and there were arrows of going in certain directions, but there weren't a lot of people wearing masks. Hardly anyone. There was a handful of us. There were some people wearing gloves. There were people that were using wipes, but there were also people who were not. So in D.C., they're not taking the chance. They're saying, forget about it. We're not going to have that. You have to do it, or we're going to crack down and we're going to fine people. All right, this is a brutal number. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the coronavirus across the state hit a third straight daily record with 799 fatalities. That, of course, happened on Wednesday, and he said we are at war with this, and we are. It is a battle. I absolutely, it's a battle. And it's a battle to flatten the curve, and our efforts and actions matter because that's how you flatten the curve, particularly in your backyard. I said this before, we're all in this together, and you know what? We really are. That's not just empty bumper sticker words or hashtags. We are all in this together. I mentioned oil before. OPEC and the allies agree to a historic 10 million barrel per day production cut, right? Because there was that big meeting that was happening. I mentioned how cheap gas was. And this is a historic production agreement between OPEC and allies known as OPEC Plus. It did hit a roadblock after Mexico refused to agree to its share of the cuts after a marathon meeting between all the oil-producing nations. It lasted 9 hours. The other members of OPEC Plus, led by Saudi Arabia and Russia, earlier in the day agreed to cuts that would take the 10 million barrels per day offline as the pandemic saps demand for crude. And the statement that was released was this, agreed by all the OPEC and non-OPEC oil-producing countries participating in the Declaration of Cooperation, with the exception of Mexico. And as a result, the agreement is conditional on the consent of Mexico. That is an extraordinary meeting that went 9 hours, 10:30 a.m., stretched Eastern time, stretched into the evening hours. Wow. Crazy to think about that. So the agreement was not contingent on nations outside of OPEC Plus curbing production, which some had suggested heading into this might be a stipulation for Saudi Arabia and Russia to scale back production. So then you look at how much it is. So Brent crude slipped to 4.14% to settle in at, you ready for this price? $31.48. I can remember, I think once or twice a week, I would say, you know, look at what's happening with crude oil, and you'll know what's going on with the country and what's going on in the world. And we constantly were at, you know, the 65-ish mark, $65. And look how much that has fallen. Of course, it could be much, believe it or not, it could be much worse than that. And that's the reason for, okay, we got to have this meeting and prop this up. The music means that I am wrapping up the numbers. Coming up, I'm going to introduce you to Clay Grubb. He had COVID-19, wasn't sure, really had to fight to get a test. Listen to his harrowing tale coming up next.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump gave a special Easter message for those sheltering in place during the coronavirus pandemic.
At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before, the invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and responders, first responders, are fighting to save lives. Our workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies. Our best scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they're doing really well in doing so. Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important.
Most churches celebrated Easter online with streaming services. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And I'm going to introduce you to Holly Beckwith. She's got a company called My Chocolate Kitchen. And think about that. Who doesn't like chocolate? And in this pandemic, people are crying out for chocolate. There's no doubt about it. But it goes much bigger than that, because she's a small business owner, deeper than that. And, of course, she's seeing what's happening in her area. And how can you keep businesses going? And what can you do when your business gets hit? Holly, thanks for jumping on with us.
Absolutely. Well, it's pretty exciting. We're a very small town. We don't have much going on right now here. And my biggest account is Horseshoe Bay Resort. It's a great place, but they've shut down due to the virus. And I'm going around to all my friends who have shops, and everybody's trying to do a little more in different directions. So I came up with the idea of creating a chocolate love subscription box. And all the different shop owners that I know and love here are in. And so now I'm just working up pricing. And besides my chocolate and all the different nuts that I roast and put together in different chocolate bars and truffles, I'm also going to be having two different coffees. One is Kinda Coffee and Numinous Coffee Roasters. And They also, Numinous is making sourdough boulet bread, so I'm hoping to have some of those. And Chata's Tamales here, she's not making tamales right now, but does have a freezer load full of them that she's selling. But she makes an awesome salsa, so we're going to have her salsas. And then the Vineyard B&B here has a great little vineyard, but instead of making wine, they make jam out of their wine grapes. So I'm going to have their jam. And our nursery, Backbone Nursery, she's trying to come up with something clever. It could be just a gift card on a packet of flower seeds. But that's always a fun item also. And then there's, I've just started making CBD chocolates. They're called Itty Bitty Bites. And so I'll have some of those. And then Jackie O has a product line, you know, health and beauty line, and she has a calming butter that's CBD and some wonderful essential oils. And
wow.
Then finally, I have from Foxglove Botanicals, she is making an essential oil called Invincible. And she's an herbalist, and she's making inhalers for me. So we're going to have a pretty fun box.
Here's what I love. I love that you've reached out to all these people, and for everybody listening around the country, they're thinking, wow, I want one of those boxes. But it shows your connection to the community and that you're reaching out to so many different people who I'm sure were happy to be a part of this. So take me back to when all this happens, and you said that, you know, you look at what your biggest client, what they normally would get from you, and instead of completely panicking, you try to figure out a way around it, right?
Yes, and all my different venues where I have the chocolate in the resort, that's all locked up. And they've created a little wine retail room where they have takeout at the Yacht Club restaurant. So you can also pick up some bottles of wine. And I went to check that out, and there was chips and Hershey bars. And I'm like, hey, where's my chocolate? Where's Lake House chocolate? And so we got loss prevention together with their keys, and we went around to all the different venues that are closed and picked up all the chocolate and brought that to the wine room so people can have their own little chocolate and wine pairing.
Yeah.
When they're in their evening entertainment.
Gotcha. That's the way around that for sure. How did you get into the chocolate business?
Well, I was a product of the 2008 downturn of the economy, and I wrote indigenous spa concepts for resorts and hotels and opened spas all over the world. It was a very, very nice career. And that came to a real abrupt stop, and I tried doing it on my own for a while, but I was already over 60 at that point, and I was then only being offered jobs in, like, the Gaza zone and places where bombs go off. And I was like, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea. And I was already pretty much a fine chocolate snob, so I was like, maybe I can make healthy fine chocolate. So I got on Google University and watched a YouTube video for 8 minutes and said, well, I could do that. And that was about 6 years ago.
So isn't that interesting? You've been through, obviously, life has ups and downs, but you went through 2008, like you said, and then you reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
And now here we are in this, in a similar situation, a horrible situation with the pandemic.
I know, and it's awful.
And you figure out a way, I'm in this enclave, in this beautiful area, what can I do to lift people's spirits and economically survive and help others in the business community? And it is that kind of tight community, isn't it, especially business-wise?
Very, very tight and very small. I mean, we do have some surrounding small towns that I'm, you know, bringing into the fold, and Austin's maybe 45 minutes away, so I mean, I hope I can also inspire others to do maybe not the same chocolate love box, but do something in your community that way, too, because everybody's trying to keep their heads above water, for sure.
Yeah, and by doing that, that's what, in listing off the businesses, that's what you're doing. So helping them, how can we keep our head above water? And if the box takes off and all of this is getting ready and then people buy it, then they're supporting the business community, right?
Yes, we've got a really nice business community. The Horseshoe Bay Business Alliance is kind of like a chamber. We don't have a chamber here, but we're very community-minded, and we put together a lot of programs every year, and it's free. You don't have to pay to be a part of this, and everybody's there for everybody, and it's nice to see that.
For people that are listening in other places, listening because we have listeners in New Orleans, in Tucson, in Portland, in Iowa, in all over the East Coast, in Connecticut, where they're really being rocked by this, in West Virginia, what would you tell them about what it's like? Are people social distancing in Horseshoe Bay? I mean, it sounds like everybody's really kind of just doing their part to help each other and getting through it.
Very much so. We have quite a senior community here, and there's a couple of elderly ladies that are even more elderly than me, and I help with them. We've got people that are going and getting fresh produce from Austin and bringing back and taking orders for that, and we're doing takeout to all of our favorite places to eat, for sure. And, you know, just trying to create some kind of communication, even though it is at a distance. We've only had two people that quarantined immediately, and they're fine now, which is like a blessing here. It's like a ghost town, but everybody's, you know, trying to do their thing, and I'm sure that's pretty much what everybody's doing in all the other places that are listening today, too.
Yeah, that's true. So you think, and we're speaking with Holly Beckwith, My Chocolate Kitchen. You know, this could get crazy for you. These boxes, if a lot of people start to order these boxes, you're going to be working around the clock putting these together, but that would be a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it can't be all bad, and it gives everybody, you know, an opportunity to keep getting their names out there and getting the products out there. We have a really nice community that way. I'm very happy to be here.
yeah, no kidding. And for you, you're battening the hatches, and you can weather this, right? You're looking at, okay, I can come out on the other side with what I'm doing and what I'm producing.
I'm really hoping. Luckily, I have Medicare and Social Security, and it's not $1 million, but at least I have that. I mean, I have a very, very supportive family, and we're all here, and everybody's hunkered down, and I pray a lot, and we do gatherings on the phones, and we're just trying to put out the positive angle of all this, and I kind of think that's how this all kind of got started. I think maybe the greater powers did, well, gee, still not making a lot of progress in the world with people. Why don't we just try a different angle and see if people can come together a little bit better, a different way? I don't know. It's just one of those things you think about when you have a lot of time to think.
Yeah, boy, that's true. And people have a lot of time to think. I love it. Well, I love your idea. It's great that you came up with the idea of the love box. And I can't wait to see how that all turns out for you and that everyone's participating and together in a tight-knit community, a smaller community, as you mentioned, outside, for people who don't know, beautiful place outside of Austin, Texas, Horseshoe Bay. Put it on your list when all this is over to go and visit the people at Horseshoe
Definitely.
Bay. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Holly, thank you so much.
Thank you. And My Chocolate Kit is on Facebook. Would love to have you on.
Absolutely. We'll go check that out. Thank you.
Thank you all. And be safe.
The Hebo T. Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Symptoms of COVID-19, feeling sick, not knowing what's going on, and wind the clock back to a couple of weeks ago, and that's exactly what happened with Charlotte developer Clay Grubb. He's the CEO of Grubb Properties. He joins us to talk about that experience and a little bit about what I think he's doing that's tremendous affordable housing. So, Clay, first of all, we're glad that you're feeling better, but tell us about what happened.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I appreciate you having me. And it was a very frustrating experience, I think is the best term. I actually was at a doctor's office in San Diego and started feeling weak, leaving it. I assumed it was all the tests they had done. I had a drink with a buddy that afternoon and dinner with a couple that's good friends of mine and said, hey, I'm feeling dehydrated and weak. I'm going to go home early. I don't want to risk getting sick. And then went back to Charlotte the next day, had a fever the next night, and went in Friday morning and said, hey, I was with somebody on Thursday who would be vulnerable if I had COVID-19. I think I need to get a test. And they said, sorry, there are no tests.
Wow, no tests. So you hear there's no tests, and after you're feeling the way you are, and I can only imagine what you were thinking. What were you thinking at that point?
Very upset and frustrated because my daughter goes to NYU Shanghai, and some of our best friends live in China, so we had already lived the virus back in January. And so we're well aware of it and the fact that it was likely coming. And just the thought that we were not prepared as a country was shocking to me. I really felt like, you know, by the time it got to the United States, we would be so well prepared that we would be the examples of how to deal with this in the world. And unfortunately, we've been the exact opposite.
Yeah, boy, and what a personal experience having those friends in China seeing what was going on, and your assumption that we're a capitalist society with the kind of minds that we have and the resources we have, why would you possibly think that we would be in that situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was my whole shock, I mean, especially now you read that the CDC bureaucracy decided that, hey, only they could distribute test, and then the one test they distributed were faulty. Yeah, I mean, the reason capitalism works is because you let the private sector go after the problems and find solutions. And the fact that we are strangling our capitalist society was a shock to me. And it wasn't a huge shock because I deal with it in the housing business all the time. And just can't believe how draconian the bureaucracy is to our solving the affordable housing solution. But it just was very infuriating and upsetting.
So, well, when you go through this and then you were sick, tell us what it was like being sick. What was that feeling like?
Well, so what was really interesting is the most contagious you are is the first 10 minutes in which you start to feel symptoms. And everybody I had dinner with in San Diego got it. They got an average of 3 to 5 days later. Fortunately, after my fever broke, when I engaged with all my employees and other folks, not knowing I had it, no one in North Carolina got sick. And so it shows kind of how contagious it is early on, and that, you know, it's not as contagious as time goes on and the fever goes away. And so, you know, there's a lot of information that, you know, is scaring people where, you know, I think we could be a little bit more just proactive in how we manage that.
Yeah, so what would be your advice to, you know, people all over the whole country are listening to this and we're seeing the numbers go up and we keep hearing about flattening the curve and washing hands and being diligent. I mean, would you echo those same things?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no excuse of not maintaining social distance and washing hands, but it's not like the boogeyman that's going to come out of the trash can and attack you. If you do those things, you know, 95% of us are going to be safe, probably even 99%. You know, obviously the most vulnerable need to do a lot more. But the healthy, that should be sufficient. And, you know, I think, you know, what's really infuriating, I'll go back to the test again, but just 2 weeks ago, here we're much more into it. I had a friend in New York City, had fever, had coughing, had all the symptoms, went into the hospital. They refused to give him the test.
Wow.
He left, went down to another hospital, lied that he had been with somebody who had it, and it tested positive, and only then did they give him the test. And sure enough, he had the virus. And so that's the thing that is getting me is that, you know, there's probably been 100,000 plus people in America that have had it that are still scared, and the reality is they're immune and they can get out and get back into society and go back to work. And just the lack of information and quality information is the number one frustration for me.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we're so glad that you're healthy. And I got to mention this briefly, and we'll have you back on and talk about this, but you are a Charlotte developer. I mentioned that you're the CEO of Grub Properties in Charlotte, North Carolina, and affordable housing. That's when you and I met a couple years ago. You're so passionate about it. Where are you with that? What's going on there?
My book, Creating the Urban Dream, comes out April 21st. So,
hey.
Excited about that. It's been a long time in the making. And, you know, one of the things that we have really focused on was compassion for our residents during this downturn. And so we rolled out for everybody that paid rent by April 1st, you got a 10% discount. And we had 3,200 families take us up on that. Which is a record amount of payers even before the 5th of the month, and all of them paid on the 1st, and the letters that have poured in thanking us for helping them out in a time when, you know, they've been furloughed or they're on fixed incomes has been really wonderful. And then we've actually decided for the remaining 30%, who probably are most vulnerable, if we can work with them to help them get their rent in, in April, we'll give them a 10% credit for May. And one of our biggest programs is that if you live with us over 5 years, we cap your rent increases from then on in perpetuity. And so we currently have about 400 families that are already paying a couple hundred dollars on average below market in their rent. And you know, those are folks that will be loyal and work with us to make sure as a landlord and investor that we're able to make our mortgage payments. And I'm happy to say that for April, we've collected 94% of our rents. When the headline yesterday was one-third of Americans had not paid rent for April. So that means the average apartment company has received 67% of their rents. And so we feel very fortunate, and I think that has a lot to do with how proactive and passionate we've been with our residents.
I love it, and congratulations on the book. We're glad that you're well. Thanks for sharing your insights, Clay Grubb. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me, and stay safe, Kate.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You too.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.